believe they announce all the players.
No, we're waiting on the national anthem here. We should get it here, hopefully. It looks like there's a couple singers down there on the 50-yard line standing in a semicircle, and they're ready to roll.
All right. You're listening to high school state championship football on WRJN Racine and WSCM Baldwin. And I think we're having a little bit of a mic issue because we can't hear them singing.
It's raining, misting, snowing, something like that. It's definitely precipitation is coming down on the playing surface, so we'll see if that comes into play here tonight with fumbles or anything like that.
Yeah, that's a good point, Dylan. In the previous game, they had this off and on during the whole game.
It's not the slop we've seen earlier today, but...
Okay, I think now we are ready for our national anthem. That was our national anthem. And now we'll be set for the kickoff. And again, Baldwin won the toss and deferred. So the Angels will go on offense first to start our ball game.
Dick, any sort of prediction tonight, or we don't want to make one of those?
I still have a good feeling about the Angels. I think it's their year. So we'll see what happens.
I think we're in for a treat here tonight. These teams are both high-powered offenses, high-powered defense that we see in St. Catharines and Baldwin, Woodville, the Blackhawks. They've put up 50 points almost in every round of the playoffs so far, so can't really, you know, ask for much more if you're one of their fans.
All right. Just waiting for the teams to come onto the field. And then we'll get this one underway. Interesting, the Angels are huddled up. Baldwin looks like they're going to have players march out.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be able to be introduced individually,
but
they'll be brought out as a team, and maybe it's some sort of tradition that they have. Obviously, we haven't covered them, but it's pretty unique. They're all lined up in a little high-five tunnel, and Looks like whoever's going out there is standing up in a ball on the sideline, and they're going to run down the tunnel.
Yep. And again, as Dylan mentioned, we got like a mist, and then it changes to like light snow. So
it can't make up what it wants to do.
Yeah. But again, the coils are on. They are turned on for the benches and on the surface, field surface. So we should have good playing conditions that way. Very cold, though. Very cold right now.
It's pretty cool. We're here at the home of the Wisconsin Badgers, and looking across, you can see where Coach Fickell's office is. He's famous for going on Twitter anytime a recruit signs for them, walking out on that little platform and plays his little video. So,
WRJN Racine, WSCM Baldwin. And they are introducing the players. Interesting that they...
Yeah, most teams get introduced just as a team, but it looks like they allowed Baldwin Woodville to be introduced as individuals.
It is, Dylan, because I don't think the Angels are being ready to be introduced.
Oh, yeah, they are going through St. Cat's lineup, but
yeah.
Coach Miller has them locked in, and they're not going one by one out onto the field. Pretty cool. I don't remember in 2018 that they did this.
No.
Maybe it's something new that they started. They normally don't show it on TV either, so I don't know. Interesting.
Well, we'll see if they had the players reversed, Dylan, you being an official, because they're announcing the Angels' defense, and if they lost the toss and Baldwin deferred, you would think Baldwin would be on defense first.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That was, as you mentioned, interesting, but St. Cat's is lining up to return the ball.
Yes, they are.
Dick, our head referee is Sean Umland of Minocqua, Jacob Herbst of Perk Falls, Kevin Kirby of Rhinelander, Randy Quaid of Arbor Vitae, and Thomas Myers of Minocqua.
All right, kicking off for the Blackhawks will be Weston Chapin. And returning will be Holder, Marion Holder for the Angels, and we have a touchback to start the game. So the Angels will start on offense with Eddie Vincent Jr. as the quarterback. They come in undefeated.
The wind at his back, Dick, but still, that went all the way to the end zone without bouncing.
No.
Impressive kickoff here to start the game.
All right, let's see how the Angels come out in what formation to start this ball game. They huddle up. And Vincent brings them out. They're in the pistol to start with wideouts to the left and to the right. Vincent goes, hands it off. Holder, the ball carrier for a few. Not many there, so we're getting to see that Blackhawk defense right away as they kind of gang tackled Holder on that first play.
Yeah, a gain of four there. They were able to get some good yardage there for St. Cat's on their first run of the game. Amarion Holder, great athlete. Looking forward to watching him throughout the basketball season as well, Dick.
All right, second and six. for the Angels at the 24-yard line. Vincent brings them out once again. He's in the pistol. Got Holder behind him. Gives the pitch to Holder, and they're gonna bring him down behind the line of scrimmage. A loss of two, maybe three.
Yeah, he lost a little bit of his footing there, but still just a great play there by the Blackhawk defense. It was Gavin Sell, the quarterback, two-way player, coming up, making a big open field tackle there for a loss. Loss of six there on that play, Dick.
All right, so it brings up third and long, 12 to be exact, 10:40 and counting in our first quarter. Vincent will bring him out. He's got two wideouts to the right. Now Vincent's going to run. He was going to pass. Now he's running with it. And they throw him down by the jersey. And it'll bring up fourth down for the Angels.
A Taden Holdorf there on the tackle for them. Just a great open field tackle. Pulled him down by his arm, and tough sledding for the St. Catharines offense so far in this one, Dick.
So Cantu is back in punt formation for the Angels. There's the kick. Fielded, then dropped by Sell. Then he picks it up and goes out of bounds. So now Sell will bring him back out as the quarterback, and we'll get to see what this dual threat quarterback has in store for us tonight.
Hey, pretty interesting that their quarterback's out there returning punts for them.
Well,
just shows, you know, we put the best athlete on the field in position to be successful, and in that time he was returning kicks for them.
Yep, Mr. Everything. All right, Sell in the gun. Throws. And I think it was intercepted. Intercepted by Telemontes. Mariano Telemontes with the pick on their first play.
Yep, he had a receiver wide open over the middle of the field, and Mario spots where his eyes were and gets a huge interception over the middle of the field.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Angels with 9:31 to go at the 49-yard line. Referees are conferring about something.
Yeah, it's a TV timeout here, Dick.
Okay. I forgot, we're up at state now. We're going to have those.
Welcome to Lings on Lathrop, more than just a gas station. Your locally owned and operated Sitco has been on the corner of Lathrop and 20th Street in Racine for over 50 years. They're open every day from 5 a.m. to midnight. Fill up, then visit the convenience store to grab a snack, a meal, a hot cup of coffee, or some groceries. That's Lings on Lathrop, L-I-E-U-N-G-H. Advanced Foot and Ankle of Wisconsin is Milwaukee's premier podiatry clinic with an elite staff of surgical podiatrists with the skills and experience necessary to diagnose and relieve any foot or ankle pain you're experiencing. Take a step towards pain-free feet and ankles by calling 414-281-1500. Visit their website at advancedfootanklewi.com to learn more or schedule an appointment at one of their four locations, Milwaukee, Greenfield, Burlington, and Brookfield. That's Advanced Foot and Ankle, your best choice for foot and ankle care in southeast Wisconsin.
All right, 9:31 to go in our first quarter. No score, but the first turnover of the game belongs to the St. Catharines Angels as they pick off Gavin Sell on his first play from scrimmage.
Dick, I'd like to use this time here to give a shout-out to some of the people that are tuned in here tonight. Gary Schonert says, break a leg, our proud patron. Thanks for tuning in tonight, Gary. Also like to give a shout-out to Keith Henschel. He's tuned in Arizona, former coach on the state championship St. Catherine basketball team.
All right. Good to hear from them. All right. Eddie Vincent will bring him out once again. And he'll be in the pistol. He's got a wide out to the right and one to the left. Holder behind him. He dumps it off to Holder. Holder finds a hole this time. But they close it quickly. Maybe gets 2 yards. Marion Holder. So to bring up 2nd and 8.
Nice little carry there.
Closing in on 9 minutes to go here in our first quarter. And now again, it appears that the misting or snowing has stopped again. So Vincent brings him out. He's in the gun. Wide outs to the left and to the right. This time he gives it to the man coming around, which is Lamont Hamilton, 40, down to the 30. He's trying to go down the sideline. They push him out of bounds inside the 25-yard line. That's Lamont Duty Hamilton for the St. Catharines Angels, getting his angel players.
Yeah, it's a beautiful cutback right there. You can see he went all the way back across the field and able to get down that sideline for a long developing play.
I think he stepped out of bounds before where I called him out. We'll see where they spot it. And they spotted at the 25, so he did tiptoe down that sideline very nicely. So that was the end around to Lamont Hamilton. Vincent will bring him out. 8:39 to go now. 1st and 10 at the 25-yard line of Baldwin. Full house backfield that time. This time, Isaiah Taylor on the carry for the Angels.
Yeah, nice carry. Able to gain two yards. Yeah. Nice little two-yard pickup there for the Angels. They're continuing to try and get some success here on the ground.
So probably 4-down territory because I don't think they have a real strong kicking game.
I don't think they've attempted a single extra point all year, so I would agree with that sentiment, Dick.
All right, Vincent once again, full house backfield, a wide out to the right, one to the left for Eddie Vincent. Back to pass. Vincent's got the time. Now they chase him out of there, and he's going to keep it, and he's down inside the 20-yard line to about the 17, 18-yard line. So to bring up 3rd and 2 in our first quarter, 7:45 to go. Angels on the move.
As an impressive drive here so far, thanks to that long gain by Lamont Duty Hamilton.
Yes. All right, Vincent brings him out again. Full house backfield. A wide out to the right and one to the left for Eddie Vincent. Hands it off, and he's got it. Holder on the carry. So 1st and 10 now. They spotted at the 13. Clock continues to run. 7:30 to go in our first quarter.
Continuing to tick down that clock here.
And they do. They huddle up. All right, Vincent will bring him out again. He's got two wide outs to his right in that full house backfield. Hands it off. This time they're to meet him. And that was Holder again on the carry. So it brings up, he lost a yard there, second and 11 now. 6:40 and counting here in this Division IV state title game.
And the St. Catharines Angels trying to get on the board here first after they had no success on their first drive.
All right, they stay in that full house backfield. Vincent back to pass. Here comes the rush. He eludes it. Now he's going to run. He's down inside the 10. They knock him out at about the 6-yard line. Ooh, and a flag may have come in. When he got knocked out of bounds, was that a flag or no?
I don't think so. I think there should have been a holding call that was.
There is a flag down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was all the way out of bounds. They threw it.
Coming back, it's on the Angels. I thought they were going to get him for he was out of bounds when he got hit.
No, they ended up getting him for a block in the back there, Dick.
Okay.
Good run there, stalled out by that penalty.
So now it'll be second and 11 for the Angels. Clock stopped with 6:11 to go.
And the contact on that play, Dick, it started in bounce.
Okay.
That's why they didn't throw the penalty.
All right. All right, Eddie Vincent will bring him out once again. He's in the gun this time. Two wideouts to the right and two to the left. Now he's got that man going in motion. Back to pass as Vincent throws. Almost intercepted.
Great pass breakup there by Dane Vendendahl. Defensive back. The pass was intended for Ozier, yeah.
Ozier.
It was just, it was almost like the throw that we seen from Baldwin Woodville.
Yeah.
Right to the hands of the defender. It just went right through his hands.
Well, again, I think it's four down territory here. Third and 11. Clock stopped with 6:08 to go. Eddie Vincent will bring him out again. In the pistol. He's got three wideouts to the right, and then we got a flag.
I think it's going to be delay a game, Dick.
And it is. Delay a game on the Angels, so they're not helping themselves.
No, and they lucked out because the Blackhawks there, they subbed on defense and were trying to bring that player onto the field, but they just delay a game.
All right, so Eddie Vincent huddles them up once again and now brings them out.
Back-to-back penalties right there, Dick. It's killer.
Here comes the blitz. Vincent keeps it, cuts back inside, and gets down about the 12.
One thing that I've seen so far here tonight, Dick, from this Blackhawk defense, St. Cats is able to get out into space. They got the speed, but the Blackhawk defense is just rallying around
right.
each other, and they're filling those voids.
Yep.
They're closing down on gaps very yeah. quickly.
Bringing them back inside, which is smart. All right, so fourth and 9. As I said, they don't have a kicking game to speak of, the Angels. In the gun, Vincent goes back to pass. Now's going to run. And that's it. Fourth down. Blackhawks will take over.
Yeah, he waited to run there. I would have took
yes.
off a lot sooner. He had a
delay.
Big, yeah, he had a big wide open
had
area.
The opening.
Yep.
He had the opening to start, so if that was the play called. So it looks like we have another media timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football Championship on DG Sports.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Back here at Camp Randall Stadium, both teams still huddled up on the sideline. Dylan, your assessment so far, kind of a boring first quarter.
Yeah, I mean, both teams have had kind of a big play. St. Cat's had the long run. Their first drive fizzled out quickly. This defense of Baldwin-Woodville has been very impressive, in my opinion, here tonight, kind of minimizing that big play. They've only broken off one of them for St. Catharines, and they've been able to kind of maximize that potential so far.
All right, let's see if the Blackhawks from Baldwin-Woodville can do something this time, because they'll start out first and 10 at the 8. And again, the Angels so far don't appear to seem like they have a lot of life.
Yeah, I think this is the toughest game, maybe one of the toughest defenses that they've played so far. And they're just really minimizing the big play that St. Cat's loves to get.
All right, Sell on the keeper. Cuts to the outside and gets it up to almost the 15-yard line. That's the quarterback, Gavin Sell. And again, you got to respect him because he's going to run with the ball.
It's a great play there by Sell to get to the outside. He had his receiver, Brody Everts, making a nice block there for him.
All right, so Sell brings him out.
A little bit of no huddle, but no urgency with the no huddle.
He's in the gun. He's got wideouts to the right and the left. This time hands it off. That was Hollendorf on the carry. Hope I said that right.
I would agree with you there.
So it was a 4-yard gain. It brings up third down. Third and one. Sell brings him out. He's in the gun. He's got three wideouts to his right. And that was Sell that takes the ball all the way to the 40-yard line of Baldwin on that keeper. It was kind of a delayed keeper by Gavin Sell, and boy, a big gain there for the Blackhawks.
Watching that play develop was incredible. Big plays up front from the linemen of the Blackhawks. They created a semi-size hole that Sell was able to run for that first down.
He's in the gun, now keeps it again as he faked it to the man coming around. So now we're seeing the Gavin Sell that we thought we were going to see.
It was just an incredible run. And, again, they're going no huddle here.
No huddle now. In the gun. Ohlendorf on the carry. And they tackle him right on that Wisconsin logo. Another first down as the Blackhawks now are on the march.
Yeah, and we didn't see this from their first drive. So.
No. Maybe it's the going to the no huddle. Gets away again is Ohlendorf for another first down. Yeah, a little showboating there, though, by the Blackhawks. And again, no huddle. Sell in the gun. It's got wideouts to the right and to the left. Now has a man go in motion, gives it to him. He's down to the 30, to the 20. And they push him out of bounds.
Wienendahl there on a great run to the outside, Dick. A little bit of a jet sweep motion. He just broke it to the outside and able to gain yardage downfield.
And this is the Blackhawk team we thought we were going to see based on all the points they score. Sell faked it and then keeps it for a minimal gain.
Something to notice, Dick, St. Catharines is subbing after every single defensive play.
I noticed that.
A lineman or two, and that could be why Blackhawks are trying to go no huddle to keep them from subbing.
Yeah. Well, we're down to 3 minutes to go in our first quarter. Sell in the gun again. And hands it off to Ohlendorf, spinning his way to about the 10-yard line.
Another great carry there by Ohlendorf, able to get downfield. Big yardage, juking out, spinning around the St. Cat's defense. They're moving the ball here with ease, Dick.
Yes, they are. Sell in the gun, wide outs to the right and to the left. Hands it off to Ohlendorf again. Down to maybe the 5-yard line. See where they spot it. The Blackhawks in the red zone now. Second and 6. In the gun for Sell. See if he keeps it. Wide out to the right and to the left.
Ohlendorf again, a nice carry there, Dick, gaining a couple yardage. They're trying to punch it into the end zone. As a coach, you always say, 2 to 3 yards per play, it's going to be a successful drive.
So 3rd and 3 now, or 3rd and goal from the 3.
And St. Cat's got caught subbing weirdly. They had a couple players still running on the field. And Coach Dan Miller having to burn that timeout. Yeah. That's killer there, Dick.
That is a killer. So we got a timeout on the field, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Championship Football on DG Sports.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
For Baldwin at the Angel 3-yard line as Sell brings him out. In the gun for Sell, a wide out to the right and one to the left. He bobbles the ball, Sell. Now he's going to run with it and gets dropped for a loss. So nice play that time by the Angel defense. They needed that. So to bring up 4th down.
Timeout works in the favor of the Angels there, able to kind of break up the momentum that this Baldwin-Woodville offense was creating, able to march it down almost, what, 90-plus yards there?
So Weston Chapin is their kicker. And a timeout called by Baldwin this time, but we'll keep it here. Try to think about what they're going to try to do. Because their kicker has some stats, so this would be an extra point for them, attempt, distance-wise. But I don't know. They may try, you know, the thought could be if we don't make it, they start at the 3-yard line.
Yeah. We're inside the 20. If we were outside the 20 in high school, you attempt a field goal and you miss, it does get put at the 20-yard line, kind of like a touchback. So with it being inside the 20, it stays where it is.
All right, so 58 seconds to go. Third and goal for Baldwin. Sell gives it to Holdorf, and he's going to try to score, and they stop him short, maybe at the 2-yard line. So it'll be fourth and goal. Holdorf on the carry. Stops the clock with 51 seconds to go. And it looks like we have an injury timeout here.
As a great play call there. Just unable to get to the end zone. Just coming up 2 yards short.
So I can see now, Dylan. I can see now why Baldwin scored the kind of points that they've scored in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, they've been able to move the ball with ease against this very touted, tough defense of St. Catharines.
I know they haven't scored yet, but they've taken a lot of time off the clock here in this first quarter.
Yeah, we're all the way down to 51 seconds left. 0-0 score, state championship. You either want high scoring, super high scoring both ways, or you want something like this where it's a defensive battle and the first team to score comes out on top. One of those type of games. Last time you covered them here, Dick, you had that same situation, 8-7 win.
So Vincent hands it off back into the end zone, trying to get to the outside. And they push him out of bounds. And that was Holder on the carry. So it'll bring up second down. They spot it second and 5 with 45 seconds to go. Vincent will bring him out. He's in the pistol. He's got a wide out to the right and one to the left. Trying to get the Blackhawks to jump off sides. Hands it off. And pushing his way up the middle is Holder once again.
Yeah, there was a good hole that kind of developed there, Dick, if you've seen it. But it collapsed very, very quickly by that Blackhawk defense.
Yeah, I thought he was going to get much more than that. And as you said, they shut it down quickly. So it brings up 3rd and 4 for the Angels. St. Cats has only converted 1 out of 3 so far. And that's the end of our first quarter of play. We're scoreless here at Camp Randall between Baldwin and St. Catharines. We'll step away for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Championship Football on DG Sports.
Welcome to Civic Media coverage of high school. Championship game at Camp Randall Stadium tonight between Racine St. Catharines Angels and the Baldwin Woodville Blackhawks. This is the first time WRJN in Racine has teamed up with WSCM in Baldwin. As part of the Civic Media Network, we are here to bring you this game and all kinds of fun stuff across the state. When you find yourself traveling, be sure you take us with you on the Civic Media app, or you can find all our stations online at civicmedia.us. Back to the game. Enjoy it, and good luck to both teams from Baldwin and Racine on WSCM, St. Croix Country, and WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
That it would be scoreless after a quarter.
Yeah, Baldwin with 90 total yards all through the ground. St. Catharines with 63 yards of offense, 39 rushing, and 24 passing.
Yep, so
Baldwin Woodville is leading in the first down category,
yeah.
Being able to convert 5 first downs with that long, long drive that crashed out at the 2-yard line.
All right, both teams getting final instructions from their head coaches as we'll start this second quarter. And stick around at halftime because we'll talk a little bit about what kicks off next Tuesday night for DG Sports. All right, 3rd and 4 for the Angels. Vincent brings him out. He's in the gun. Throws it in the flat. Complete. And 2 holder, but I don't know if he got enough for the first down. Let's see where it's marked.
They're marking him about 1 yard short there, Dick. Big decision here for Coach Miller and this St. Cats defense if they want to go for it on 4th and 1 inside their own 15-yard line.
Yeah, we'll have to see here. The punter is Cantu, and I think they're bringing him in. I think they brought him in to punted away. They show like they're going to go for it. And that was Lamont Hamilton taking the snap.
A wildcat little formation there. A lot of confusion by that Blackhawk defense causing them to burn that timeout.
Yeah.
Very tough break there.
So did it appear like the Angels were going to try to pick up that yard?
I mean, they snapped it.
I know.
Lamont started to run to his left, so I assume that they're actually going for the 4th down conversion there. We do have another TV timeout here, though, Dick.
All right, so we'll step away for 30 seconds on that media timeout. You're listening to High School Championship Football on DG Sports.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Just starting our second quarter here. Kind of a very slow first half here, Dylan.
Yeah, this is my favorite type of game. I love defensive battles. I'm enjoying this one a lot.
Well, good, because that's what it's turned into so far. They've pretty much kept that Angel offense in check, and the Angels have kept Gavin Sell pretty much in check, although he's had a couple big runs.
Yeah, I mean, they've been able to get 7 first downs, I think it was, so they're moving the ball with ease and just, you know, stuttering out, you could say. Added duty again, Dick.
All right, we'll see. Wildcat with Lamont Hamilton back there. Fourth and one for the Angels. Hamilton, he's got it. He fumbled, though.
Yeah, it looked like the ball popped out after he was already down, Dick.
So Hamilton gets that first down. Gutsy move by Coach Dan Miller.
Yeah, I mean, you're on your own, you know, 11-yard line, and you're going for that. So pretty impressive stuff to be able to go for that one.
All right, first and 10. At the Angel 19, in the gun is Vincent. He'll keep it. It's actually Hamilton again and gets it almost up to the 40-yard line. So all of a sudden, Lamont Hamilton with that Wildcat offense.
Impressive stuff there, Dick. You know, they've switched up a little bit. They didn't have success the last drive, so switching it up a little bit and running duty in that Wildcat formation with him lined up at quarterback.
All right, so the Angels come back out. And they go back to Vincent at quarterback in the pistol. Wide outs to the right and to the left. Hands it off to Holder up the middle. Clock continues to run. 10:40 and counting here in our first half. No score. Angels trying to keep that momentum going here. So Vincent brings him out in the pistol. Wide outs on both sides. Gonna air it out. Throws it. Caught by Lamont Hamilton for the touchdown. Touchdown for Lamont Duty Hamilton.
59 yards, Dick.
A 59-yard strike from Eddie Vincent gives the Angels a 6-0 lead with 10:03 to go in our first half.
Yeah, the Angels kind of putting that Blackhawk defense to sleep by running the ball. And guess what? Here they come over top. Impressive play by Lamont to get behind the defender of Blackhawks and able to use his speed to burn past them for the touchdown.
And again, we know all about the Angels, don't we, Dylan? This will be a 2-point attempt here. So Vincent in the gun. And they convert the 2 points. Mariano Talamantes with the 2-point conversion to make it 8-0 now with 10:03 to go in our first half. Angels on top. And that's what the Angels needed. That'll settle them down now.
And speaking of Mariano Talamantes, he was one of 8 for the NFL Latino Youth Honors Awards. And just an impressive feat, and he ended up receiving a letter and a signed football from Roger Goodell this past week.
Yeah, he was nominated, so congratulations to Mariano and his family on a great, great award. So at the 10:03 mark, it's St. Catharines 8, Baldwin, Woodville 0. But let's see if they'll have an answer now as the Angels will get ready to kick off. And Contreras Ward should be the kicker for the Angels. And let's see who goes deep again for Baldwin. Again, both teams go back over to their respective benches.
That looks like another TV timeout here, Dick. Gotta love them.
Yep. I wish we'd get a better mechanic from the officials.
Yeah, anytime the guy at the 20-yard line with the red jacket comes onto the field.
Got it.
That's how we know it's a TV timeout.
Okay. And we're done now. So AC Contreras Ward to kick off for the Angels. So Veenendal is one of the deep men. Oh, and it goes through the hands. So it'll be a touchback.
Yep, that just counts a, it's a muff. It's not a physical touch. So if it, you know, it's not a possession, I would
say.
Yeah,
so Veenendal lets it go through his hands into the end zone and then kneels. Picks it up and kneels down, so... The Blackhawks will start. At their 20. So Gavin Sell will bring him out. In the gun. He's got a wide out to the right and one to the left. Angels showing blitz. Sell on the keeper. And the Angels are there to meet him. Nice play by Rudy Pardo. Rudy Pardo on the tackle for the Angels. It'll bring up second and 10. 9:40 and counting in our first half. So Sell brings him out, has a man go in motion. But he keeps it. He's to the 20, to the 25, up to the 30 before they push him out of bounds. So Gavin Sell was close to a first down. They dropped the chain, so he might have been a little bit short. Nope, he made it. Moving those chains.
Yeah, the nice part about being here at State, they put down those yellow pads where the marker is.
Yeah.
So that way if they do drop them, they know right back where to put them.
All right, the no huddle again for the Blackhawks. And that was Holdorf on the carry that time. And again, Blackhawks not huddling up. Sell wants them out right away. He's got wideouts to the right. in the gun. One wide out to the right, one to the left. Angel showing maybe blitz. Sell on the keeper for maybe three. 8:30 and counting in our first half. And the rain continues to come down. Third and six.
I'd say it's becoming a little heavier out here. You can really see it coming
down.
On
the monitor, you can see it much better. Sell in the gun. Got two to the right. Why don't he keeps it? And did he fumble? The ball was fumbled. Baldwin picked it up, but they tackle him way back. So it brings up fourth down.
Rain and weather, we just talked about it, started picking up a little heavier. That ball is definitely getting a lot more wet.
So fourth and 23. And Sell is also the punter, Gavin Sell. And Lamont Hamilton back to receive this punt. Hamilton picks it up. He gets it to the 50, to the 45. Now comes back. Now goes the other way again, and they knock him out of bounds. Thought he was going to come back towards us. 6:56 to go in our first half. It's St. Catharines 8, Baldwin Woodfield 0.
They're showcasing the rain there, Dick, on the broadcast feed.
Yes, they are. 42 is our temperature. Well, at least the winds have died down, huh, Dylan?
Yeah.
Since we drove up here. All right, Lamont Hamilton in that Wildcat again for the Angels. So St. Catharines takes a timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school state championship football on DG Sports.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas, just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser, bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
All right, back to live action here at Camp Randall as both teams come out. Angels, three possessions. First one took the third one to get a score. All right, first and 10 for the Angels. At their 48, here comes Lamont Hamilton. He's to midfield and gets into Baldwin territory at about the 48. Ball security is going to be very important from here on out if that rain continues.
Yeah, we've seen some nice passes. You know, that 51-yard, or 59-yard touchdown that we had seen earlier in the game. We'll see if that continues, if St. Cats wants to go to the air with the way that the ball has been fumbled a few times here tonight. We'll just see what type of impact it continues to play in this one.
All right, Eddie Vinson back at quarterback now in the pistol. He's got wide outs to the right and to the left. or Eddie. Hands it off. And thought there was a fumble, but he must have jumped back on it.
And no gain on the play there for those Angels. Again, this defense has been doing a really good job trying to keep the big play. Like we talked about earlier, Dick, a long run from Hamilton and his long touchdown play.